No, I didn't grow up in Astley Bridge.
Oh, where did you grow up?
No, Astley Bridge was the jewel of the East compared to where I lived. Well, the first time I came through Astley Bridge, what year was it? 1946.
How old were you then?
Ah, now that's a secret I'll take to the grave.
Were you a young boy?
Well, yes, all boys are young, aren't they?
And where did you come to in Astley Bridge?
Oh, I did come. I had a lovely job. It was the first break I got in my life. I was a van boy for a laundry company, and I used to collect the laundry, jumping from the van, collecting the laundry and jumping. It was terrific. It was outdoors, the wages were good, and I used to come through Astley Bridge to do it, and Horwich and other places. But Astley Bridge was one of the places. I hope to God you're not writing any of this down. Copyright reserved, you know. Reuters correspondence. The Pulitzer Prize.
Right. Making notes of the tissues. So how would you say Astley Bridge has changed since the 1940s? What are the major significant...
Well, it's changed favourably for the inhabitants, like every area in Bolton has changed. The idea is that we couldn't go on living the way we were.
Why? What was life like then?
Serious. If you reached, I think if you reached 70, it was a milestone, wasn't it? 60, yes. There were cotton mills where my mother went in the cotton mills. This is boring, but I'm glad you asked.
This is not boring.
Well, my mother went into the cotton mills at 12 years old. She was small built when she was fully grown. So you can imagine what she was like 12 years old. She went part-time in the morning 1 week and school in the afternoon, and they reversed the timing the following week. The chap who brought us up was a drunkard, and it was more important to him to buy a few pints of beer than to put some meat on the table. There you are. So it had to change, didn't it?
It did have to change.
Yes, so when is it going to happen? So I want to know. Mincemeat's still half a crown a pound, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.